Menachos Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes 9-9. The Mishnah is wrapping up the topic of Smicha here. Again, Smicha is really a topic that applies to Zavachim, animal sacrifices, not Menachos, but here it is. And we're going to contrast this Smicha requirement for animals with the obligation of Tanufa, of waving, which applies to various offerings. Okay? So the Mishnah is basically going to say that in one way there's something that's a specific stricture that applies to Smicha, which doesn't apply to Tanufa. And then we'll have another sort of generic stricture that applies to tanufa, the waving, that doesn't apply to the smicha, the laying and pushing down of the hands. Says the Mishnah, chomer besmicha betanufa. There's a specific way in which smicha is more strict than tanufa, the waving of the offering. Ubetanufa besmicha, and there's a way in which the tanufa is more strict than in the smicha. So the case where the smicha is more strict is as follows. It's possible that a group of people can bring an offering together. If you're volunteering to bring a korban, it could be done, you know, I could do it privately, or me and, you know, all my classmates, because they listen, we're so happy we finished Maseches Menachos, we're going to make a, bring a shlamim to Hashem. Each of us puts, you know, 10 bucks in the pool, and the 20 of us buy this $200 korban, and bring it together as a shlamim for all of us. And that's how we do it. So then each of us separately have to do smicha. We'll do smicha, you know, so to speak, 20 times on the animal, because every person, every bialim has to do smicha on the animal. In contrast, when it comes to a tanufa, let's say, for example, if we bring a shlamim, there's a tanufa that's waving the chaza and shok, right, with the chest and hind quarter. So that's waved. You recall, we learned it already, like the kohen puts his hands under the person, who puts his hands under the, you know, the emurim and the chaza and shok. It's all waved in the six directions. So even if we're bringing it as a group of 20 of us, only one person has to do the waving, because waving is about, you know, on the korban itself. As far as the smicha, each bialim, each person bringing it, each shutaf, partner, or as the Mishnah refers to it as each chover, each member of the group, has to do smicha separately. That's what the Mishnah says. Inside it says, she'echad menef l'kol achovrim. One person can do the waving of, if it's required, for all the members of the group. The gear says, I have it here as chovrim, as opposed to chaverim. You may have chaverim in your Mishnah. Chaverim means all the friends, you know, all the peers, the counterparts. Chovrim means members of the chabura. It's the same. It's a very similar idea. Vein echad somech l'chol chovrim. When it comes to smicha, one person can't do it for the others. Each person does it for themselves. V'chomer b'tenufa, there is a stringency that applies to the waving of an offering, which in short is that it's much more expansive. It's almost, there's almost, I want to say it's universal, because not everything has tanufa, but tanufa applies like to all different kinds of offerings, whereas smicha is just specifically in the case of bringing an animal sacrifice, a zebach. So Mishnah is inside. V'chomer b'tanufa, the stricture when it comes to waving is, she'at tanufa noheges, the tanufa applies b'karbonos hayachid u'v'karbonos hatzibur, whereas when it comes to the smicha, there's no smicha on public korbanos, with those two exceptions discussed before, in the previous, you know, two Mishnahs ago, but there's, you know, public korbanos, you know, like the Shtei Alechem, that needs to have, you know, waving done to it, as well as private korbanos. And there are other examples as well. B'chayim u'v'shochat shachutin, it applies both to living and to dead animals. So, for example, smichas is just on a living creature, of course, before shchita, whereas there's things you could sometimes do tanufa on a living creature, like the kivtzei aseres, the two lambs on shvuas, but then also, again, after they're shechted, you'll also weigh them again when they're dead, and the same, you know. B'davar sheyesh b'ruach chaim, b'davar she'ein b'ruach chaim, it applies equally, there's an applicability of the idea of tanufa, of waving both to animals and non-animals, because, for example, like the shtei alechem, those loaves of bread are waved. And they're not animals, of course, whereas when it comes to smicha, it's going just on the animal. Mashe'in kain b'smicha. Those further applications of different kinds of scenarios where you'd be doing smicha doesn't apply to anything other than a living animal that's brought as a zebach.